This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S.-backed forces in Syria moved to retake the very last patch of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters late Friday. Final assault began just a day after the lead commander said the northeast Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said 15,000 troops were taking part in that operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S. and South Korea are expected to announce they will significantly scale back on the annual large-scale joint exercises. Media reports quoting unnamed U.S. defense officials say the official announcement is expected in the coming days. Scaling back the exercises could be seen as a good faith gesture to keep nuclear talks with North Korea live following the failed Hanoi summit and to address President Donald Trump's concerns over the high cost of the massive demonstrations of force. The parents of Otto Warmbier, an American student who died after 17 months at a North Korean prison, blamed Kim Jong-un's evil regime on Friday, as they called it, after U.S. President Donald Trump said he believed the leader's claim not to have known how their son was treated. Warmbier's parents said that they held off commenting during the second summit between Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim in Hanoi, which was cut short on Thursday after the two sides failed to reach a deal for the reclusive communist nation to give up its nuclear weapons. President Trump responded by tweeting that, "Of course, I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." The president also called the Warmbier family a tremendous symbol of passion and strength. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump says that he has asked China to immediately remove all tariffs on U.S. agricultural products because trade talks are going so well. Writing on Twitter, the president said that he asked for Beijing to eliminate the tariffs based on the fact that we're moving along nicely with trade discussions. The president also said that he had not raised tariffs on Chinese goods from 10 to 25% on March 1st. Tweet came after the U.S. Trade Representative's office said it would delay the scheduled tariff increase of $200 billion of Chinese goods. The world's two largest economies have been involved in a trade war since last March. Canada's Justice Department has begun the process of extraditing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to the United States to face charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Meng, the company's chief financial officer, was detained in Canada last December. In January, the United States filed several charges against her and Huawei, including bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of technology. AP correspondent Rob Gillie says that the case has caught Canada between two huge powers.
Huawei is seen as an extension of the Chinese government, and they're charged in the U.S. with these crimes. I mean, Canada's kind of caught in between the U.S. and China here, but she's facing legitimate fraud charges. And Canada is a rule of law country. As per its extradition treaty with the United States, is embarking on this process on whether or not to extradite her.
Meng will appear in Vancouver court on March 6th, when a date will be set for her extradition hearing. A House panel is giving the White House until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to security clearances. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has those details.
The deadline comes amid questions over just how senior Trump advisor Jared Kushner got his high-level security clearance. Career security officials had recommended against granting it, but the New York Times reports President Trump ordered that his son-in-law get the clearance, and that then Chief of Staff John Kelly documented his concerns at the time. The president denied it during an interview with the newspaper several weeks ago.
I was never involved with the security.
The House Oversight Committee's chairman says he's asked the White House one last time to voluntarily cooperate in a security clearance probe or potentially face a subpoena. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And SpaceX and NASA are actually planning a first test flight out of early Saturday in Florida of the new commercial Dragon capsule. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.